USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Texas Governor Greg Abbott ordered a new special legislative session to pass a Republican-backed voting law, although dozens of House Democrats are still out of the state and remain in Washington. The announcement comes after more than 50 Democrats left Texas on July 12th to avoid voting on an election reform bill. The special session will start on Saturday, August 7th. The chairman of the New York State Committee conducting an impeachment inquiry into sexual harassment allegations against Governor Andrew Cuomo said Thursday the panel's probe is almost finished. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says Cuomo needs to go.
I absolutely believe he must resign for the good of New York State and our people. If he doesn't, the clamor, which is universal at this point, Democrats and Republicans, saying he's got to go, is going to win the day.
This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Facebook coordinated closely with the CDC in controlling the narrative of the pandemic, including suppression of alleged misinformation, and gave health agency free advertising, estimated at $3 million, according to Judicial Watch, which obtained emails that were released on July 28th. A group of real estate entities issued a legal challenge in a Washington district court on August 4th to the CDC's new eviction moratorium. They argued in their emergency motion that the latest eviction order issued by the CDC exceeds the agency's powers. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki offered what she called the real solution.
The other piece of this that I know we keep talking about but is really a solution here, and that's why we keep talking about it, is getting this money out to states and localities. This is really about money, right, and funding, and all these states and localities have money to extend the moratorium in their states by a month or 2 months.
This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
The investigation into the origins of COVID-19 has been blocked by Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Lance Pry has more.
The House GOP report on the origins of COVID-19 in Wuhan, China, has evidence the virus was impacting the area in September of 2019. And China failed to abide by a 24-hour mandatory reporting regulation for months. Texas Representative Republican Michael McCaul tells Newsmax, American lawmakers are hindering our efforts to get to the truth.
Very disappointing. You know, I chaired the China task force. They were going to join us, and then Pelosi at the last minute called it off, saying it was a diversion.
On Wednesday, 616 Americans nationwide died from COVID-19. From the West Coast to USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Representative Devin Nunes sued NBC Universal Media on Tuesday, claiming MSNBC host Rachel Maddow defamed him in a series of statements suggesting the California Republican was in cahoots with a Russian agent implicated in the nation's interference in the 2016 election. The congressman is seeking monetary damages from the company, alleging Maddow falsely accused him of criminality and exposed him to public ridicule, scorn, contempt, censure, and prejudice, according to a complaint filed in federal court in Texas. Nunez's suit follows numerous similar legal actions he has brought against media outlets, including CNN and The Washington Post. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.